This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Ratner.
Back. There's no human being I'd rather be talking right now than Alonzo, West Coast bias. The straw that stirs a drink with everything west of the Mississippi and NL West and anything in baseball in general. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you.
Listen, let's just get the record straight. You are the stirrer of the straw in all of baseball. And that's and listen, here's the thing. I like myself some cafe con leche, which translation, coffee with milk. And you are the milk to my coffee.
Oh, my goodness. The best. What a way to punctuate a day. That's the best compliment I've had ever.
Show's over. It's over.
Yeah, man. Show's over. See you, everybody.
See ya.
It's, you know, this kind of snuck up on me, and I appreciate you jumping on. And you got some great stuff coming on. We're going to have some other people come on. You do such a good job with the interviews. But I appreciate you jumping on. Like, the Dodgers versus Yankees snuck up on me. It did.
And me.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Oh, then I don't feel so bad. Let's go.
Truthfully, we probably should feel bad, but yeah. we're adults and we get busy, so I guess that's fair.
It is this thing, and I guess it snuck up on us both because I think baseball wasn't hyping this like they should. I mean, it's the World Series matchup. It's still the two of the best teams in baseball. It's two teams that talk crap to each other, like. And all of a sudden, like, why haven't we been talking about this for 2 weeks?
I'll be honest. I thought this entire time, just to backtrack a little bit, I thought this series was in August. That's how I know I am terrible at my job, because I thought that this series was in August because I wanted to go. Because how often is it that the Yankees, Dodgers play at the Ravine year after the World Series, got a little chippy, right? There was some trash talked amongst each other. Aaron Boone addressed it, right?
Yeah, so, we're gonna get to all that. Yeah.
And so to your point, I am surprised and shocked that no one has really hyped it up in the way that it was like it's a prize fight, right? Like it should be a, you know, it's you know, two Goliaths going at it, two Goliaths that don't like each other, and all for all, you know, all intents and purposes. And I don't see ESPN talking about it. They're talking about OTAs. Don't get me wrong. Football's king. I know that.
Yeah, we get it.
But it's Yankees Dodgers. Like, how?
Well, the reason, I got to be honest, like, the reason why it kind of came up on my feed was The Athletic wrote a story on Chris Taylor. Chris Taylor, I apologize. Maybe it was Rhett Bollinger, covers the Angels. But Chris Taylor now obviously with the Angels and asked about something to the effect of, do you regret anything you said, the trash talk after the series? And he's saying, no, you know, good for him, by the way, for saying no, you shouldn't. But that's how that came up. And so that immediately sent me, Alonzo, down the rabbit hole of Googling all the things that were said, all the things that were done, which, by the way, was awesome. And this is one of the reasons we love Joe, like, because here's my timeline. I'm going to give this to you. And going back from the World Series, Dodgers win the World Series. Congratulations to you and all the Dodgers fans. All right. They're on the field. Joe, thankfully, immediately changes into his Baseballs and Boring shirt. Thank you, Joe. Run up to him, interview him for, I don't know what it was. It wasn't even 7 minutes. But, you know, everyone's running around. And he says the thing about, about the fifth inning, the Fat Joe curse, right? And within it, and I totally stumbled through it because he's talking about the Fat Joe curse, and within it, he started saying, he's really quickly, he's like, and then they started playing Yankee baseball, and I totally started talking over it. But I was like, oh, what a great line. But people caught up on it. So you have the Fat Joe curse, which I was like consumed with. And then you have, then they started playing Yankee baseball, which people, some people took notice of. All right. So we have that immediately after the World Series. And that was the first time we're like, oh, they started playing Yankee baseball. Oh, I mean, I don't think anybody, Alonzo, in the immediate aftermath of that was going down that road. I don't think not until that they had the party, not until the parade, the Mookie party at his house where, you know, they were all getting together. And that's where Taylor said whatever he said, right? Am I wrong?
No, that's right. Yeah, Taylor went on the Mookie podcast and said all the stuff that him and, I believe, Walker Buehler, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe we should catch up with Walker Buehler. But anyway, so I remember like a week later and talking to Joe. And so, oh, all right, Joe, you're really busy. Let's rehash what happened a week later. And I caught Joe in his car waiting for his son's – I may have said this to you. He was waiting for his son's championship football game. And the adrenaline was coursing through his veins. He was jacked up. He was ready to go. So he was just doing the rambling Joe thing. And I asked him, I said, hey, about the Yankees. And that's where he went off again and said, hey, if they re-ranked the playoffs, the Yankees would be the eighth seed, that sort of stuff and whatever. And, of course, I'm not going to back off of it. So you have that. So by that point, now you have, I think it was that time, the Joe in the car one, which was a little bit more pointed. And that got the reaction at the GM meetings. From the Brian Cashman is asked about it, and he says, "Oh, it seems like Joe has something against us, or something to that effect." But like the GM, Brian Cashman is asked about it, so now it becomes a thing. Then Aaron Boone is asked about it, and says, "Yeah, it kind of stung, but within it, Alonzo, he said something to the effect of." But it wasn't Mookie and Freddie saying this, basically taking the swipe at Joe and Chris Taylor.
Yeah.
Which, of course, led me in February to go back to Joe. And Joe said, takes a shot at Aaron Boone again. And then said, you know, like, I know, hey, you know what? My 9-year-old travel team, they all cover first. You know who I know who doesn't cover first? Not my 9-year-old travel team. Anyway, sorry to be so long-winded. But the important thing is that, like, as we head into the series, let's not forget this, Alonzo, right?
No, I mean, it's unfortunate that Joe Kelly still hasn't joined the Dodgers up to this point, right? Because then we could talk a little bit about Austin Riley, but that's a conversation for another day, right? But I mean, there's history, and that's what this whole game, this whole thing is history, right? And it's recent history. Listen. Clearly, Aaron Judge said something to the effect of, it's going to be great to see how we stack up against them. That's a very Aaron Judge response, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I also know we all know that Judge is going to take the high road, right? And let kind of the boys do what they got to do. I think this is going to be a fun series because it's going to be chippy. And not only because of that stuff, but the Dodgers are going through some things right now, right? Mm. There's a lot of injuries, a lot of frustration in that clubhouse. And they're trying to work through it. And listen, they're not going to cry, oh, woe is me, right? It's the Dodgers. Like, they're the defending champs. They got all the dudes, and they're working through what they got to work through. But I still think it's going to be a very competitive series because they're, for all intents and purposes, if everything kind of goes par for the course, this could be the World Series again.
Yeah.
I don't think it will, honestly, but it can.
Again, two teams, let's say two absolutely top seven teams in baseball, top six teams in baseball. I think that right now, yeah, the Yankees probably feel a little bit better about themselves. But at the same time, like, I just go back to it of like, this isn't going to define what these teams are in October. I wonder how much all that stuff that was said after for a regular season game is sticking with the Yankees. Like you said, like Aaron Judge is going to do his thing, says it's no big deal. But the fact is when Aaron Boone says, oh yeah, it stung. And Aaron Boone is like, they're saying, oh, well, this is the way that we played and we didn't play well. I think they're arguably a better team because they are a little bit better defensively, but still like you had Joe, Chris Taylor aside, you had an organization talk crap about another organization that you're playing. That's it. And that's why it's going to be, I think that's why it's going to be an awesome series. Two good teams that talk crap about each or feel that way anyway.
I will say the one thing that he recently said, I can't remember when he said it, but it's obviously in the last little bit, is that Boone hopes that the Yankees would handle a World Series victory with more class than the Dodgers did after their win. That's the one that I would be sticking on the bulletin and being like, all right, dude, we're going to have a conversation about this one. And so for me, that's where I kind of, again, to your point, it's going to be a very chipper series.
Yeah.
I honestly think a part of, and this is, I think it's a pro move on Joe's behalf. There's always going to be people that are like, oh, Joe Kelly's trying to stay relevant. If we know anything about our boss, that dude doesn't give a damn about any of that.
Oh, no.
He does not give a damn about any of that, right? And so I think Joe made himself kind of the punching bag, if you will, because it'll take a little bit of heat off of some of the guys that are there. I don't think it's going to matter because you still have Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, right? You still have the superstars, you know, the Freddie Freemans, the Mookie Betts of the world going up against their guys. Even though some of their guys are down, Max Fried is having a hell of a season, right? That's a guy they have to face. So they've won 16 out of 20, if I'm not mistaken. And there's obviously going to be people that are like, oh, well, they just beat the Angels and they're trash. Doesn't matter. It's still Major League Baseball. You know, you still have to play the opponent that's in front of you. So I think it's going to be fun, just in part because clearly both of these teams have no problem also jawing at each other. And now I high key and low key am hoping that they jaw each other on the field.
So I'm texting this to Joe right now. He has to coach his son's playoff game tonight, so that's why he can't come on.
You know, by the way, what a flex. Instead of having Joe on the podcast, you're just going to text him and then
the best instance of that was when he was traded and I texted, and it was like I was doing a podcast with Ryan Brazier at the time. I said, I'm like, oh, look at this. I think Passan or someone, Joe just got traded to the Dodgers. Like, oh, no way. So I text him and he calls in the middle of the podcast. It's like, what? He had no idea. That was some very awkward technology of me trying to hold the phone up to the microphone. And yeah. Anyway, here's what I texted him just now. Are you getting your ring this weekend? Which, come on. Like, let's go. Right?
In my opinion, I mean, they some people have already started sharing it. I think the Dodgers put it out there. They're doing, you know, like in Vegas, how they do like the half yard sticks of drinks.
Yeah.
They're doing the same thing with the cocktail bat. At the Ravine, and it says not like us for the weekend. So to me, looking into it, if Joe Kelly doesn't get his ring, I think we riot. I think that's where I'm at.
It was, and normally, you know, like to your point, this isn't about staying relevant. This is Joe likes to have fun. Like Joe likes to like have fun, like and lean into that stuff. Believe me, it is not about relevancy or anything else. Like I can tell you because we had like book promotion stuff where it was the biggest of the big and he chose to be with his kid instead and like that sort of stuff. But he likes to have fun. For instance, I think you had mentioned it in a recent podcast about the books on giving the books to Correa.
Carlos, oh, yeah.
Correa, right? Yeah. Like, but that's what he wanted to do. Like, he wanted me to bring the books to the Houston or whatever. Actually, they were opening up in Houston. He wanted me to bring him to Houston and leave the books there. But just because it was like, okay, that was fun. That was great. But that would be great. Like, that was, come on. Like that would be awesome.
I mean, for me, it makes all the sense because here's the as far as we know publicly, and you have firsthand knowledge on it. He has not been given his world championship ring.
Nah, he hasn't. No.
So, and as we all know, those of us that have been fortunate to be around the game, there's always a ceremony where if you're on it, like Jack Flaherty, right? They brought him on the field, or you know, a guy like Brett Honeywell who's not with the team right now.
Yeah, he was in Texas. Yeah.
So to me, it's like, hey, what better time than now to have Ice Cube and the Dodgers give him his ring in front of the Yankees? Why not?
Let's go. It has to happen.
Here's the thing. The nice thing is I can spend the Dodgers money because it's not my money, so I don't care.
They got money. I don't know if you know that. They have money.
I think they're okay.
So you had made mention of the Dodgers. Listen, we know the Yankees are good for the Yankees. Brian Cashman deserves a tremendous amount of credit. They turned over that roster. I said this the other day, is that, you know, if you had the most valuable offseason signing, Max Fried might be it. So Max Fried might be it. But, and because beyond that, Goldschmidt, you know, they've done a good job of turning things over. But I'm anxious about the Dodgers. I'm curious of what your perspective of the Dodgers. The Dodgers are just this team where I think I saw today, Alonzo, their payroll for starting pitchers on the IL are more than like most teams, you know?
It's insane.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. That's a tale as old as time. A Dodgers starting pitcher is hurt. What? And then a Dodgers relief pitcher gets hurt. What? Like it's one of those where I'm not overly surprised that we're here. I guess after years of abuse, if you will, as a Dodgers apologist, you just kind of expect it. You know, the fact that Clayton Kershaw's pitching now instead of later, you know, I mean, he's got to work through some things. I'm not saying that he doesn't have it. He absolutely has it. He just has to work through it, right? But where it's unfortunate is you're putting together a rotation right now a little expeditiously just because of those injuries, right? You didn't bank on Blake Snell going down. Tyler Glasnow had been looking pretty good. That injury happens. The Roky one, obviously no one had anyone suspecting that. And I'm only a little bummed out that Yoshinobu Yamamoto's pitching Sunday instead of Friday, because it would have been Max Fried and Yamamoto, and that would have been a hell of a matchup. But I did not have it on my bingo card that Max Fried would be where he's at. I mean, he's pitching out of his mind. It's insane, right? And it's funny, I jokingly had said to some folks, like, I would love it if the Dodgers picked him up. And they were like, well, for that amount of money, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, that's just the market, right? And in hindsight, obviously, hindsight's always 20/20. In my opinion, they should have at least kicked the tires there. But, you know, good for Brian Cashman. He needed that dub.
Yeah.
Especially because he gets hammered so much in that market.
They had to pivot away from Soto, you know, and how they did. And if you look at the free agent pitchers or the pitchers who are available, you know, it's honestly, Snell has been the sad trombone of the bunch. Corbin Burns has been pretty good for Arizona. You know, trade-wise, Garrett Crochet was going to be another guy. He's been really good. And Fried, you know, we get it with the Dodgers. It's still everything is – it's all good because you're at the top of your division and you're going to be okay and you're playing the long game. But for you, is there any level of concern – because you've gone through this before. What is your level of concern with this team? Because ultimately, you do want to land in the place that you landed in October last year.
Absolutely. I'm really worried about the bullpen, if I'm totally honest with you.
Which is, by the way, it's kind of crazy because you signed two closers.
Yes. You know? Yes. Like Tanner Scott, not being Tanner Scott, I think we've reached the point of worry. I may be jumping the gun a little bit, but I think at this point where I'm worried about that, not just because of the money, not just because of the years, but like, that's not Tanner Scott, right? That's not the Tanner Scott we've been accustomed to seeing the last couple of years. And then you throw in, you know, Bruce Dargratowell's injured, Blake Treinen's injured, Evan Phillips just got moved to the 60-day IL, which you Kopech. Never want to see. Kopech, you have all these, and those are dudes, right?
Yeah. That's your bullpen last year.
Yeah. that's the bullpen. And then, I mean, and you have Essie out there who, I mean, he, you know, he, I guess you can kind of say he's kind of the long relief guy. I don't want to say that's what he is, but he's kind of your long arm, and that's a problem, right? When you're using a guy that is more or less kind of your gap between 7 and 8 to get to your setup guy, or could be a setup guy, is your kind of long arm. That's a problem. And then you throw in the rotation issues with, I mean, as of right now, the way it sits, it's Tony Gonsolin goes in game one, Landon Knack in game two, and like I mentioned, Yamamoto in game three. Landon Knack is 2-2 with a 5.2 ERA. Tony Gonsolin is 2-1 with the 4.6 ERA. They're still coming back from stuff. They're still working through it, right? It's more or less like for Landon, it's a spot start. And so that's not what you want to see right now. But like you said, it's the long game. So the hope is that you get a Blake Snell back, and you obviously Dustin May is doing what he's doing, which is great to see, especially after that terrible injury. But for me, the biggest worry I think is the bullpen. You know, obviously the reason I know it's a problem is the trade they made today. You know, going out and getting Edwin Diaz's brother, whose name I always forget, from the Reds, who was demoted to the minor leagues, who's kind of their who was their de facto, you know, closer, all-star closer a couple of years ago. If you're going out to get a guy like that, that kind of tells me where their mind is too.
Yeah, but he'll be awesome. Like
Yeah, no, no doubt.
it'll
No
be
doubt.
Ryan Brazier all over again. But
Yes.
I think the biggest thing is to your point, yeah, you know, like they have all kinds of money to spend. They can burn through these guys financially, it's fine. But there's a reason why you got Tanner Scott, you got Kirby Yates. There's a reason why you got those guys. So you need them to be good. Like that's they're not it wasn't just like, well, we have this embarrassment of riches. They knew that they needed to turn, or they thought they needed to turn over the bullpen because, to your point, Evan Phillips was a closer. Michael Kopech was a closer. Blake Treinen was a closer, like at various times. And now, you know, so these were going to be the fail-safe, and they haven't been. So.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, yeah. So.
Well, and I'll add to that. I found the timing of moving on from Austin Barnes and Chris Taylor very interesting. Was it necessary? I think we can all agree taking the human element out from a business decision, that was the best business decision that they can make for the roster. But I was a little surprised that it wasn't to fortify either the rotation or the bullpen and those points, right? And the reason I say it that way is I would have thought if you're moving on from one of those guys, you're making a move to go get a dude that's formidable in the sense of like, hey, if we know this guy's going to be down for a while, let's go get this guy. And so that's where I was a little surprised by those, because those are emotional decisions. Those are big clubhouse presences. Austin Barnes is kind of regarded as the general in that clubhouse. I've heard Joe talk about him. And so for them to make that move, that's when I was like, okay, like we're making these hard decisions now. And them acquiring Diaz today, Alexis Diaz, shows you they know kind of where they're at. My worry is, when does it become enough of a problem that you can't fix it? Especially with the bullpen. Because like you said, they had fail safes, right? And those fail safes, they haven't thrown. And so that's where the worry comes in, you know, because you couldn't have Kopech, you can have Treinen, you can have, you know, Scott, but if they're not producing right now, Kirby Yates, no disrespect to Kirby either, but if they're just not producing, then what do you do?
Here's the prediction. You know who has a house and also in LA, also is playing in LA?
Oh boy. Oh.
Come on, Kenley. Come on
Oh.
over. Come on over.
I
He's
mean,
not
it
having a
would
bad year. He's having a pretty
no.
decent year.
No.
So,
And I mean, and I think no matter what, I think Kenley may end up being traded anyway. Like
Oh,
he's
I think he's absolutely going to get traded.
Yeah, it's got some value. It's a favorable deal, you know, for a team perspective. It would make a lot of sense, you know, to kind of keep the continuity in the clubhouse. But hey, I like it. I mean, it's a very
Well,
short drive.
they gotta hit. I mean, they gotta like they hit with Kopech last year. That was so key. They gotta hit on. They're gonna have to hit on somebody at the deadline. And by the way, the aforementioned 9-year-old coach, I'm just saying, September.
If you need an arm,
don't rule it out, my friend.
No, I'm not. Listen, I know he subscribes to the idea of I don't need to get ready if I stay ready.
Yeah.
And so it wouldn't,
even if I don't stay ready, I don't need to get ready.
But it wouldn't surprise me if a contender called him, because I mean, you take that call. I mean, I don't think he would. I mean, there's very few teams I don't think he would take the call from, but you're at least taking the call.
There's only one team he's taking a call from. I can tell you that right now.
Well, that I do know. Yeah. But I'm trying to make him a little more reasonable.
Yeah. And another guy, and you can just you can figure this one out. Another guy, which I had a MLB trade rumors report on recently, a relief pitcher. The Dodgers are one of the teams that are interested in him. It's like a fun game. Go check it out.
Ooh, let me. I'm trying to think. I did see something the other day.
Played for Team USA in the WBC.
I saw this thing. I think you'll think this is funny. I forgot who posted it on Twitter. I'm not one to disrespect kind of hot takes, but someone was like, the Tigers need to trade Tarek Skubal now, and I really just wanted to write, well, number one, Detroit's pretty good. Number two, at Los Angeles Dodgers, just make it happen. But but for me, it's like, I don't think they're going to trade that guy.
No. So anyway, for everyone listening, go look it up. A guy who was out last year, relief pitcher, who's coming back this year, just worked out for teams. And Dodgers were one of them. Yeah. All right. So we solved a lot of the world's problems, Alonzo, and I want you to give me your prediction for the series.
So I am probably going to be looked at like a hater.
No, you won't.
But I think
you're a realist.
I think the Dodgers take 2 out of 3. I think they lose Saturday. I think Friday will be a close one. And this is all assuming the bullpen doesn't let the vibe deteriorate.
Yeah.
But the reason I'm going 2 out of 3 is because I think the Dodgers are going to be playing with a lot of juice, because those fans out there also do not like Yankee fan.
Yeah.
And so I think there's going to be a pretty good amount of the Yankee delegation there too, though. But it's going to be kind of, when you think about what that World Series was last year and the amount of juice that was in that place, I think it's going to be something along those lines. But I also think both teams are just going to give each other their best shot. And I think, and the thing that's interesting is, of right now, we don't know who the probable is for the Yankees to go on Sunday for them. That's why I think it's going to be 2 out of 1.
I think every once in a while, the Dodgers mark their territory as they're sort of bobbing and weaving their way through the regular season. This is a mark your territory series for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So
what's your prediction?
I'll do 2 out of 3 too, for that exact reason. Like minds. I mean, I think the Yankees are better equipped right now. The Yankees, if you look at what the Yankees are right now, I don't know if they're going to be at much better in October. I think the Dodgers are going to be appreciably better in October. The Yankees are playing really, really well right now. They got things rolling, but we don't know what's going to happen with a guy like Goldschmidt, Chisholm, whoever else. You know, like, we don't, like, how that bullpen's going to shake out, what Devin Williams is going to look like. I just give the one thing about the Yankees, and this is sort of a deep dive wonky thing, but they don't get enough credit for, is, like, the Dodgers get a lot of credit for their under the hood stuff, you know, of making guys the best versions of themselves. The Yankees don't get that credit, and they should.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They make guys like Luke Weaver. That's not an accident. So yeah, but anyway, again, that's too wonky for us right now. We're just talking about emotion. Let's go.
No, but I agree with you that I think you can make an argument that both of these teams don't necessarily get the flowers that they deserve because everyone kind of hates both of these teams for a litany of reasons, right? You have two dudes that are banging for an MVP in their respective league, in Ohtani and Judge. I mean, you look at the numbers, Ohtani's right on track with where he was a year ago, and so is Judge. So it's one of those where, like, you have two of the game's superstars, the faces of the league, if you will. That's why I'm now pissed. God damn it. Now I remember why I'm mad. Because no one said, yeah, let's hype up this Yankees Dodgers series. Instead, we're going to talk about the Knicks, who are probably going to lose on Saturday anyway.
Let me ask you this last thing. Julian McWilliams came on the other day with me, and he had just come from the Yankees, the Mets Dodgers series, and he talked to Mookie, and it spawned the conversation where we said Mookie Betts is the most important player in baseball, most important player in the Dodgers, and the reason why are multiple reasons. Because he's willing to play wherever he does, when he plays wherever, he does it pretty well. He's obviously a superstar player. Like, we can talk about Ohtani, but the guy that Mookie represents maybe is the most important player on all baseball, partly because he's on one of the best teams in baseball. You can agree, disagree, whatever it is. You can say Ohtani, you can say whoever, but that's where we landed on it. You're closer to the situation. What do you think?
I agree. I actually think it's a 1A, 1B thing. I think it's Mookie and Freddie Freeman. That
Ooh,
is
all right.
that's the kind of the culture, right? The culture in your clubhouse. I mean, we've seen it, like, if you've seen it online where the Dodgers, like, during spring training, they have kind of the back behind the scene Dodgers stuff. And Freddie, he's not a very vocal guy, and you see him stand up and in front of everyone, the entire camp, hey guys, like, our expectation is to win a championship. Let's work on being our best every day, fundamentals, all that stuff. And the reason I also say that too about Freddie is, just like Mookie, he's the first one in, last one out, doing the fundamentals. The fundamentals are the most important thing in baseball, everyone will tell you. And that's how you set the tone. So Mookie is a very important player. Very. Like, you can argue that he's kind of underrated to a certain degree in the sense of what he brings to the table. But the same can be said about Freddie, because Ohtani's in a different stratosphere. But when you have a guy like that, you still have to have the role players, right? And I'm not disrespecting Freddie or Mookie by diminishing their positions and anything. They are just as important, if not, I mean, you have to have a tripod in order for the pillars to work, right? And that's your tripod. But that's where the culture starts, I think, is with Freddie and with Mookie.
That's a great answer. Excellent. That's one of the many reasons you're the best. I appreciate it, man.
No, I
Thanks.
appreciate you.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.